conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now. And the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight. With Jem and Nick Kelly.
Yay! We did a show!
Woo!
Welcome to a brand new show on the radio every Sunday night with Jem and Nick Kelly. Jem, who are you? Because the people listening at this time of the night never would have heard us on the radio before. Who are you? Tell us about you.
Well, I absolutely love music. I'm from Perth and now in Canberra, and I'm always like finding new artists to listen to. When am I not listening to music, really?
Seriously, when are you not talking about music
as
well? I'm from the central coast of New South Wales. I still live here because I like my mum making me my dinner.
That's always good. What's your favourite meal that your mum makes?
She makes a bloody good lasagna, I'll tell you.
Oh, they're the best.
Like a 5-layer lasagna. So I like lasagna, but I also love new pop music. And that's what we want to talk about tonight. We want to play you some of the best new hits in the world. And we want to have the conversations that your favourite hit makers are having, whether it's from mental health to ponies. We will be talking about it on this show, right, Jem?
Exactly right. It's going to be so much fun.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about Mr. Troye Sivan. The kid from Perth. Now, there were massive things around the world. Put out a brand new music video the other day. We'll tell you all about it and when you can expect him in Australia on tour in just a couple of minutes' time.
Jess Glynn, I'll Be There, plays now on This Week Tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
Busby Maru got you back on This Week Tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly. All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now on a Sunday night. Always good to kick off a brand new show on a long weekend, Jem.
We've got some news on Troye Sivan. He dropped his music video yesterday, Nick.
Yeah, for this song. The song's so much fun. He's been doing this whole motif for this song.
Like 80s vibe?
And he's using flowers as a metaphor for something else that we won't go into detail on at 6:20 at night. But this song is incredible and the video is amazing as well. Now, people are likening some of the makeup and the dance moves in it to David Bowie, which is like a pretty big accolade to get.
Actually, now you say that, I actually do think of that when you watch it, because the vibes and stuff and just the way he's dressed and stuff like that.
And the makeup looks as well.
Yeah. Like he's kind of like Madonna as well.
Oh, yes. See, I don't mind him being like the 22-year-old male Madonna. I'm totally down for that. He just celebrated his 23rd birthday as well. Now, there's other scenes in this incredible video. He wears a giant blue wig, like the size of the biggest fascinator you'd ever see at the Melbourne Cup in one scene, and a full floral dress as well. He looks absolutely incredible in it. Should we get the song on, Jem?
Yes, you're going to love this one. It's Bloom, Troye Sivan on This Week Tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly. Take a trip.
You've been padding at the disco. That is High Hopes on This Week Tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly. All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now on a Sunday night.
Don't you love it, Nick, when artists randomly do like tweet sprees?
Yes, when they go for like hundreds and hundreds of tweets talking to all their fans.
It is like my favourite thing ever. So Demi Lovato, she's dropping new music very soon. She's been teasing us, saying it's the best music she's done yet.
Nice.
And some of the questions, Nick, are so funny. Do you remember the Disney days?
I do. What was she in? She wasn't Wizards of Waverly Place, was she?
No, that was Selena. So okay. She was in Sunny with a Chance.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I do remember those days then. I didn't realise I remember those days, but now I do.
And good old Camp Rock.
Oh, my God. Was that her? Oh, that was her and the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Gotcha. What's she been saying about it?
So someone tweeted, "Do you miss Disney?" And she replied, "Nope."
Just fully canning her Disney days. Like,
exactly.
She may have spent like a decade doing Disney stuff, but does she care about it? Nah.
Not anymore.
Care of that. What else has she been saying?
She got asked, "Who's your girl crush?" Margot Robbie and Dua Lipa.
Oh, that is a good combo. I think even as a gay man, that's my girl crush.
Yeah, it's same. Like, I think they're
my female hall passes.
They're very pretty. Stunning. And Nick, what would you say is your favourite Katy Perry song?
Oh, it's this really, and I know I just said I'm gay about 10 seconds ago, but it's the gayest song she's ever done, Walking on Air. It's this ridiculous disco banger. But ones that we've played on the radio, probably I'd go with Firework. What's Demi's
so
favourite
good.
Though?
Teenage Dream, good
Ooh,
memories for that one.
Absolutely. That was off, the album was called Teenage Dream as well, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do we need to have a bit of a Teenage Dream moment right now?
Yes.
What a song, but because we only play like new hits on this show, should we maybe get some Demi on?
Demi Lovato, Clean Bandit solo plays in 3 minutes on This Week Tonight with Jem and Nick Kelly.
Brenny for Shepherd. That is hometown on this week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly. All the conversations your favourite hit makers are having this week. A brand new song for Shepherd there. Off the back of Coming Home. So that's two songs in a row, Gem, with home in the title. It seems to be a theme now.
I love that. I wonder if their next single's going to have that in it as well. There we go.
What could it be? Like Homeland? Well, yeah, we'll keep you guessing. We'll keep you guessing, guys.
This week tonight's Double Whammy.
Oh, this is a bit of fun. It's where we play two songs by the same artist back to back because they are doing something of note, something of interest right now. This week, who are we going with, Gem?
If you watched State of Origin the other night, you would have seen that Peking Duck performed.
They did, and they played with a girl named Michaela Baranov doing the singing. We thought it was great, right, Gem? They're pretty on fire, right?
Yeah, I thought they were on fire.
Not everyone understood what they were doing, though, because you think about people who watch the footy, right? And even though, you know, young people like us watch it, you get your kind of like 50s and 60s dudes that are sitting around with a VB in hand and their favourite State of Origin team's shirts on, which should be New South Wales, and they don't quite understand when they see an electronic act on the stage, right?
Yeah, they probably wanted something more rock, maybe.
Something a bit more Cold Chisel, you know. Peking Duck could have done a cover of K-San.
Exactly.
I love that I'm saying the name K-San on the hit network. Like, I don't think we've ever played that. So some of the tweets that we saw during the game were quite funny. This guy, Kieran, I won't say his last name because he was being negative, but he said, "Get these Muppets off the stage. Another embarrassing effort from rugby league. Hashtag Origin."
Oh, that's not nice.
They really come out swinging, don't they?
Yeah.
Also, legit, Peking Duck are the worst non-Carlton performers on the MCG this year by a long way. I think Carlton's another sports team. I'm not very good with this kind of stuff.
Neither am I, it's okay.
But the majority of people loved what they saw. Peking Duck are our double whammy this week. Let's play two of their huge hits in a row. What are we going to kick off with, Gem?
Fire Peking Duck on this week tonight for the double whammy with Gem and Nick.
Peking Duck and Wasted on this week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly. All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now, they wrap up our double whammy for this week where we play two songs by an artist in a row because they were great at the State of Origin. Coming up next, let's play some Selena Gomez. Have you been watching 13 Reasons Why, Gem, the new season?
Yes, I did finish that one. I finished it in like a few days.
What do you think of that last episode? Everyone's been saying it's like a bit too intense to watch.
Yeah, a bit too crazy to watch. Yeah, just definitely make sure you're in the right head of mind when you're watching it and don't feel like you need to watch it because you don't.
Good stuff. Great words. So wise, mate. So wise for a Sunday night. I know I'd go back to you. From the soundtrack and also the co-director of the series, Selena Gomez, will play Back to You in just a few minutes' time on This Week Tonight. I know I'd go back to
you. All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now. And the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight. With Gem and Nick Kelly.
First show, second hour.
Yay!
Got it right the second time. We'll get it right eventually. We're a brand new show here on the radio station on a Sunday night where we have the chats that all your favourite hitmakers are having and we play new hits by them as well. What you got coming up, Gem?
Well, Ariana Grande, if you follow her on social media, you would have noticed that she was off for quite a few months.
She did take some time off. I noticed a lack of her in my feed and now she's back. She's doing like 250 tweets a day.
Exactly. She's going crazy. It's okay because we love her. We're going to tell you more about that in less than 5 minutes. Selena Gomez, Back to You, plays now on This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly. Took you like a
shark. Beautiful man, Vance Joyce, Saturday Sun on This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly. All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet.
Like Ariana Grande, she's back, Nick, better than ever on social media after 3 months off. Can you believe it?
3 months. Yeah. Taken away from all of the socials, no Facebook, no Gram, no Twitter. I think it'd be especially hard when you've got like that many followers as well.
Exactly. I don't know how she did it because I'm always on my phone even when I don't have the intention of checking Facebook. Somehow you just end up on there anyway.
I get very concerned about starving my 4,000 followers of quality content from my Instagram. So yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to do 3 months. Why did she do it? Do we know?
I think she just wanted time to herself, and obviously because she's working on her new music and stuff like that, she wanted to focus on that, which is good because sometimes you do need time out from social media to, you know, I guess, find yourself? Is that the right word?
Totally. I went on a holiday to London a couple of years ago and came back and just decided, okay, I've just had this intense holiday in a really busy city. So what I'm going to do is take myself to the South Coast, went to a place called Jaroa, and I literally turned my phone off on the Friday night and wasn't going to turn it back on until Monday morning. And it was about, I got there about 4:30. By about 9:30 that night, I was like, I'm so bored and lonely. I thought I'd actually like my own company. I was like, no, I actually like talking to other people more or observing the tweets of those that I don't know. It's much more enjoyable.
It's funny because I remember you tweeting that when you got back from the UK.
All my friends make jokes about how I'm going off grid if I'm like out of phone reception for more than 20 minutes now. It does become an addiction that we don't realise we've got. It's quite quite worrying, actually.
Exactly. And the good thing about like Ariana Grande, she's back and she likes creeping on her fans. She's been replying to people. She's been seeing what they're up to. Like, how awesome is that? Just wanting to know what's going on in her fans' lives.
Yeah, she's got one of the best connections to her fan base of any pop star that we see at the moment. And that's why we love her so much.
Ariana Grande's No Tears Left to Cry plays in two hits. Let's get on Aussie icon Alice in Wonderland Easy this week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry on This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly, all the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having this week and the best new hits on the planet. Gem, when you think about, like, girls in pop music who've feuded over the years, who springs to mind for you?
Tay-Tay and Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah, that
what
was,
about you?
That was an intense one. Remember Nicki and Miley after one of those award shows a few years ago?
Oh, with Robin Thicke when they were doing, when they performed together?
No, it was like a couple
was
of years afterwards.
One?
And like, I think Miley had called Nicki some mean names and then she called her out on stage while Miley was hosting the awards. Anyway, those days are over. Because everything in pop music now is about girls getting together. We found an incredible new song this week from a plethora of incredible artists. This is a song called Bitches. It's Tove Lo, Charlie XCX, Alma, Ellie Fons, who did Stranger with Peking Duck, and the amazing Alma, who's like a new upcoming artist as well, who we're really obsessed with. That's five amazing pop women on one song. How cool is this?
I love it. I think it's amazing seeing all girls just come together, working together, not just two people collab, but like four or five girls coming together. Like, that never happens until now.
I'm getting worried that they're going to like run out of room for people eventually. Like, they're trying to squeeze so many people onto the one song that they're just going to go, oh, sorry, you can't come. We're full.
Can you imagine?
Get out, we're full.
I'd love to see like Gaga like team up with some girls as well. Oh, I mean, that would be great.
That's the next one we've got to wait for. She's too busy teaming up with Bradley Cooper and making a seemingly terrible movie. Let's get on Rita Ora, Cardi B, Bebe Rexha and Charlie. Another epic girls collaboration in 3.5 minutes on This Week Tonight. Some magical 80s style pop from Nicole Miller, the amazing girl from South Sydney, on This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly. All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having this week. Her brand new album, Excuse Me, just came out. It is amazing. It is pop bliss. It's one of the best Australian albums of the year.
I love her. I can't wait to see her live next month.
Yeah,
like,
you can
I'm hanging out with this.
All over the state. We're really looking forward to that.
This Week Tonight, double whammy.
Yes, Double Whammy tonight is Maroon 5. Have you noticed that over the years, they've been around since the 90s, Nick, and they keep recreating like a really fresh sound that no one else is really coming up with?
It's really impressive, and of late, I've noticed they managed to get some seriously like next level sized artists on their songs, and artists that don't commonly kind of come over to the pop space. You saw it happen with Kendrick Lamar. They got Future on Cold. They had a guy called A Boogie With Da Hoodie, who's literally never done a pop song in his life, come on and do the last single, but they've got Cardi B on this new single. This is wild.
It's so cool how like they're teaming up with Cardi B because she's one of the biggest rappers where she is right now. And we're going to play Girls Like You for the Double Whammy with Gem and Nick Kelly on This Week Tonight.
Wrapping up our Double Whammy where we play two hits by the same artist on This Week Tonight. It is Maroon 5 and What Lovers Do with SZA. We are out of here for our first show. We've been doing all the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and your best new hits on the planet. You had fun, Gem?
I really enjoyed it. I can't wait for next week.
Yeah. The concept of playing like new music by artists that we love every single week on the radio, that's why we decided to do this show, right?
Exactly. And hopefully next week we can get like Leland on, like play his new song.
If you haven't heard of Leland, go do a Google search, fall in love with him, and then we'll all come back here next week and just listen together and adore him. Coming up next is Ash London Live and Local. Gonna play some Five Sauce. Nick Kelly and Jem here. We are signing off. We'll catch you next week on This Week Tonight. Bye.
Bye.